Hawks head coach Dan Johnson. Coach, I feel like the emphasis for you in the locker room coming into this game was let's blow them out early and sort of try to relax and get some guys off the bench and get some, you know, get some action and not have this as a close ball game. What was that sort of the message going into this game?
Well, no, we looked like we were relaxing there defensively, especially in the third quarter. But we wanted to have a ton of energy to start the game, and we'll make sure we're playing together, make sure our bench is in it, and you know, make sure everybody's fired up and talking defensively and all that. And I think we did that. We were able to force a lot of turnovers, got our hands, you know, a lot of tips, and we're able to get out and run and get some space. And when we can play in some space, guys like Michael Brewer, Ben Lampkins are really difficult to guard.
Speaking of Ben Lampkins, let's start with him first. Three first-quarter three-pointers really setting the tone for the offense there. And he followed that up with a pretty positive second quarter as well. I have him down for 6 second-quarter points. So 15 in the first half, Ben Lampkins, and then 2 more threes in the third quarter. I believe he missed maybe 2 or 3 three-pointers, and one of them, you can't really blame him for missing. It was a half-court heave at the buzzer. So talk about his play. I mean, he is just such a good shooter.
He is. He shoots the lights out, and what makes him so good is that he doesn't take a bad one. You know, he takes the shot that his team expects him to take. You know, the other team knows he's a shooter going in, so they're always trying to key on him, maybe try to deny him this and that, and he just keeps working until he gets himself open or one of his teammates gets him open, and he's always ready. He's always got his hands ready, his feet ready, and he can get rid of it quick. And I'm always surprised over there on the sideline when it doesn't go in. So, right. You know, I expect that if Ben can get it off, it's probably going to go in. And, you know, that's just the kind of shooter that he is. But he's really solid with the ball, you know, makes the right decisions. Doesn't get a ton of assists, but he gets a lot of hockey assists. He's always the next one because when he catches it, you know, the guy that's supposed to be guarding him is running at him. The next guy is running at him. So he sees that, makes the quick pass, makes the right decision. And it's not often you get a guy who shoots it that well that's also that unselfish. And that's Ben Lampkins.
And then Michael Brewer, it seemed like as soon as he got a rebound and all the Lions defenders had their backs turned to him, it was all about getting up the floor, weaving through them, getting all the way to the bucket. I think he did that 3 or 4 times, had a few easy layups that way. I think he had a contested one as well where he got fouled. So really a good job by Michael Brewer just sort of running the floor and taking what the defense gives him.
Yeah, and see, and what's lost in that as well is that everybody's got to work hard to get easy baskets, you know, if that makes sense. So, you know, if his teammates aren't running wide and running lanes and getting out ahead of him to create a little space, then he doesn't have that room to weave around in there. So that's a credit to our guys. They played fast tonight, and, you know, we want to push it. We want to go fast. We don't want to be in a hurry. But, you know, I feel like our guys that have it in their hands will make good decisions. And, you know, again, if we can create a little bit of space and transition, more times than not we make a good decision.
Garrett Pinkley, a couple of tough rebounds down low. I thought he played pretty well. Mark Moore had 8 tonight, and a very just steady 8 from Mark Moore. Just you got 7 guys that scored, so all around it was just a really good performance.
Yeah, everybody had their hand in everything. We played unselfish and just made the next pass, and the next open guy got it. I did feel like we were able to touch Garrett Pinkley, let him get a few more touches. I felt like our first game, we never even looked, you know, in his direction when he was on the baseline. Everybody was too busy, you know, trying to dribble it or trying to jack a shot or whatever. And, you know, he runs the floor and he demands some attention. He can score it down there as well. And, you know, yeah, he played really solid post defense for us, got some really tough rebounds. And we're going to need that with our lack of size. You know, Garrett has to play bigger than he is. And, you know, he did that tonight.
I don't know how much of the Windsor Festus game you got to see before your started. I imagine since you are the host school, you probably have been here all day or something like that, and got a chance to check in on that one. The Worley brothers, Ethan Worley got off to a great start in the first quarter. Evan Worley helped sort of finish the job, you know, in the third, or not really finish the job, but give his team a lead, and then free throws by Ethan to sort of the icing on the cake there for that Windsor victory. Your thoughts on the Owls and those Worley guys?
Man, they're good. We knew coming in that they were going to be a tough team. They've got a lot of pieces. Coach Dutton does a great job with them, always has them organized and playing hard and doing some different things. You know, anytime you have a legit post threat and, you know, a couple shooters, then you're going to be a difficult matchup. And they have more than a couple. They got a lot of guys that can put it in. They got a good point guard that handles the ball and you know, handles the game really well. And they've got some experience as well. You know, the Hartman kid, I believe, is a senior. Mm-hmm. The Worley brothers played a lot of varsity. Both started last year, so they may only be juniors, but they're seasoned juniors.
Right.
And so, and Coach Dutton, you know, like I said, he's been around and is a really good basketball coach. So we'll have our hands full with them, you know, and luckily we got 3 days to look at it, work on ourselves a little bit before we get into what they do.
You know, it's kind of funny, as you were talking about Windsor, I was sort of thinking back on how they played tonight and kind of looking at the guys that the Owls have. And you look at Sonny Amabile, their point guard, wears number 0. He's got the same sort of size and dribbling ability that Lampkins and Moore have. Then you got Ethan Worley, who kind of matches up with Lampkins, you know, size-wise and speed as well there. Connor Hartman and Garrett Pinkley are about the same type of player. And you got Evan Worley and Michael Brewer. Worley is 6'7" kid. Michael Brewer is 6'5", both very physical. And then Justin Van Etten at about 6'3 or 6'4", really good down low as well, very tough rebounder and very hard to beat on the board. So this should be a really fun fun evenly matched game going into Friday.
I think so. I think they're pretty good. You know, hopefully we are too. And you know, it should be a good game Friday.
Do you see those similarities?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we both kind of play a little bit of a zone type of deal. At least they like to a lot of times. But I think we're very evenly matched. You know, we both got some guys that can shoot it, and some guys that can score it at the rim, and you know, so should be pretty close contested, which is what you'd expect in a good tournament field like we have in the semifinals.
I could see the benches playing a pretty big role in this as well for both you guys.
Absolutely,
so should be a fun one, Coach. We'll see you at 5:15 Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.